Yep.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, cool, cool, cool. Now we got to wait on the rest of the guests. Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Hey.
All right, now we got to wait on the other guests. I'll do the introduction right now. I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony, and this is Digga and Two Guns News and Views. And we have a special guest, and I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Danielle Benita, whatever you guys want to call me, Digga's sister.
Yeah.
You coughing over there, bro?
Huh?
Yeah, that was me.
Are you coughing over there?
But it's so funny because every time that you're on the show, when Red's supposed to be on the show, Red comes late. So,
how you like to say it? Red's long winded.
he is very long winded. So, one thing that we're going to talk about tonight is Halloween. Because every year, me and Two Gun, we make sure we cover the three concurrent holidays. We make sure we cover Halloween, we make sure we cover Thanksgiving, and we make sure we cover Christmas. So, actually,
practically the end of the year, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to throw the floor to you, Danielle, and
okay.
I want you to discuss your favorite Halloween memory.
I got so many. We had a bunch growing up when we were little.
Yeah.
I remember, can I discuss now?
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you remember?
Do I remember what?
When we used to talk, we were.
I think we lost her.
I mean, just stay connected. She just ain't there.
Right. Did she press me?
Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
We thought the great pumpkin got you.
You said a little bit?
No, I can hear you now, yes.
Oh. Hold on. This thing is.
Hey, there he is.
Is that better?
Yes, I hear you. There he is.
Is that better?
Good evening. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hold on. Testing. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes. No, but Red.
You say yeah?
I can hear you. Red, when Danielle's going to she's going to discuss her favorite Halloween memory.
Okay.
So I'm like, this is before the times where they would get us a costume every once in a while. Do y'all remember those plastic costumes? And it basically was like a plastic sheet with like a print on it and those hard masks.
Yes.
Yeah.
That had like the one string.
It didn't have, wasn't the actual costume of the character. It would have a picture of the character and the colors.
Right.
And then the face mask.
More like, character. Yes. It was like, so, maybe it came from the equivalent of Dollar General or something like that.
Or like Kmart. Yeah. That used to be.
Yes, Kmart.
So if you wanted to be Wolverine, you're not going to look like Wolverine, but guess what? You're going to have Wolverine splattered on your chest.
It's going to be like a plastic t-shirt. Yes.
Those were one time only type thing too.
Huh?
Those are like one use only too, because they definitely were
split.
Like if they didn't split when you put them on, they split when you took them off.
Yes.
No, you know what used to suck about those masks though?
What?
When you breathe, it would have that condensation right on the mask that would rub.
Oh, yeah, it just made hot.
Well, the thing that get me is like the eye holes never really lined up perfectly, so you had to wear it like crooked so you could see.
Not unless you were like some type of mongoloid or some shit.
Cockeyed.
Like if your eyes were close, very, very close together, you could see.
Yeah, so you always had to wear it crooked.
And make sure you wore, like, clothes under there, because if that thing splits in the middle, you're crossed out.
Oh, well, you had to wear clothes underneath it. There was, like that was it, because there was no pants or nothing with it. It was just, like, a plastic shirt.
Hey, yo, which mask did you have, Danielle?
I can't remember. I remember it was a face, And I think she was blonde. No, I think I wanted to be Rainbow, strawberry shortcake.
I think it was Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright. You're absolutely right.
A little blonde ponytail, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember she was blonde.
I think Rainbow Bright had like a blue jean skirt suit.
Because back.
Oh no, I didn't have a skirt. I just had the shirt.
No, I mean like that's what her character wore.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because
do you remember which one we had?
I had some bunny shit.
Yeah. Because we literally got those costumes like probably a couple of days before. We never like went in advance to get anything.
I think it was day of.
Probably got it from Family Dollar.
Probably.
Yeah. Right, that was another big spot for those.
I think it was day of.
Neither one of you was Thundercats?
Thundercats, yeah. Mark was what's it called? Not Lionel, the other guy, the gray guy from Thundercats. What was his face?
Panthro.
Yeah,
Mark was Panthro.
Okay, I see.
I thought 1 year, and I'm about to get y'all with the throwback on this one, but I thought 1 year we did the Get Along Gang.
I think we did.
Get Along Gang. What y'all know about that?
I think we did
that
1 year.
That really dates us, but yes.
I think we did.
I used to collect those little toys.
We had, me and Red had the sheets.
Yeah.
The Get Along Gang, that was the little, there was little animals,
they were
right?
Animals, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I had the, I think he was a beaver.
There was a beaver, yep. There was a beaver, yep. A lion.
There was a moose. Yeah.
Moose, yeah.
Was it a lion? It wasn't no lion.
I thought there was a lion.
I thought it was only like American animals. Ain't no lions in America, is it?
Well, actually.
A mountain lion.
I think with the Get Along Gang, it was, I'm looking at it now. There was like a beaver, a moose, an otter, if you will, like a dog and like a coyote or something.
Okay, it might have been a coyote.
Okay.
It was all like
I was like, whatever, it was gray.
It might have been a coyote, not a lion.
It was a coyote wearing a jumpsuit at that.
Oh Lord!
Yeah.
He was Mexican.
Like a tracksuit, yeah.
Oh, that was a black one.
Yeah.
Italian. He might have been Italian if he had on a tracksuit.
So, Jesus. Red.
Yes.
What was your favorite Halloween moment?
There was a couple of them. I mean, we did. I used to remember, like when we was like younger. Actually, I got quite a few. When we were younger, we used to go. Our neighborhood never really did anything, so we used to walk over to the neighborhood across from us, and they always had that one big house that had like all the setup. But I think my favorite Halloween memory was when we went to a neighborhood right outside of Monk's Corner with our neighbors.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
and it was like our
the Beelands.
Yeah, this is like our first time ever. Like trick-or-treating in a neighborhood that wasn't like within walking distance. We had to drive to like an outside neighborhood, and I think that was like it was a new neighborhood, we didn't know people, and it was packed.
Well, it was like a subdivision.
That was the first neighborhood that we went to that gave us full-size candy bars.
Correct.
Oh wow. Yes. They had bread, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
And they had this one house that was, I remember, it was decked out. And then the guy came out the garage to chase kids with a chainsaw.
Yes.
I mean, back in the day.
Now, you know what? In Sangaree, there was a house, though, on the back street. Mr. Scott's house. He used to do some crazy stuff in his garage, too.
Yeah, you can say that again.
I mean, it's not a laughing matter, but. Yeah,
it's not. But I was scared of that house after that. I was scared of that house.
What did Mr. Scott do?
Oh, rest in peace, Mr. Scott. But he, I think he hung himself in his garage.
Oh wow!
And you know the bad part about it was the day before Christmas. I will never forget that.
Oh snap! Was it?
I didn't know that.
It was the day before Christmas because remember we just got back from the house Christmas shopping. because my mom, you know, my mom always bought my aunt, you know, my aunts and niece and nephews, well, or cousins, stuff the day before for some odd reason.
Because it was cheaper? Probably, I don't know.
But yep. we got back to the house, and there was a bunch of ambulances on the back street. That's what we called it, the back street.
So who's cooking?
But I have no idea.
Yeah, I was like, who is cooking?
I have no idea. But there was a bunch of ambulance on the back street, and you know, I wouldn't say my mom was nosy. I would say very inquisitive. So she walked over there, and I remember her walking back, and she was just like,
"Oh, if she walked, she was nosy."
Well, I mean,
it was like in walking distance.
But you also got to think about it like this: like all the neighbors were out. Like when you see something like that.
Yeah,
like, all neighbors and stuff were out, like looking and trying to see what happened.
But I remember it had to be something serious because my mom's like, "Y'all just get in the house, just go in the house."
but like after that, I was scared to like trick or treat at.
Yeah,
house.
I remember when we used to walk the back street, and we used to go down towards like where like Rob and all them boys live when we play football. We used to go around. Mm-hmm. The long way, but then after that happened, we started cutting through the back way.
Yeah,
because it was like I ain't walking by that house.
Hell no. No, but
he lived by himself, or was it like?
No, he had a wife and a kid.
Uh huh.
I think something happened with his family. That was the reason why.
No, what the story is, and I remember this.
I thought it was because his wife cheated on him.
No, his wife cheated on him, and she was about to leave and take their daughter with him.
Damn.
So she was about to move in with the boyfriend, and he had enough. But rest in peace, Mr. Scott.
Before that, yo. his Halloween spirit.
Oh, yeah, this guy,
so he was a young man.
So the perfect way that you can describe Mr. Scott, and this is the way I remember him, by the way he looked and by the way he acted, he was almost like a fun Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like he was like a fun, energetic man. He was like one of the funniest guys in the neighborhood. Very energetic.
Yeah,
like
he used to invite us into his garage. He'd give us popcorn and he'd talk to us.
Now hold on, Daniel. When you say it like that,
yeah.
No,
he's like
no. He had a dark. Uh-huh. No, he had a dark board in his garage. And,
I bet he did.
So all the kids like to hang out.
Come on in, little kid.
I just let it be known. I can speak for Digger too, but like we ain't never had those type of experiences with Mr. Scott.
Hell yeah.
Let me stand behind you and show you how to shoot the target.
No, but
he was a good guy.
Yo, no, but you know what else I remember? Like we're talking about like Halloween memories. I know it's probably a Halloween show, but one thing that I also remember from Halloween, and this kind of tells about like who we were. I remember either it was one year that we went out early and then we came back in, or it was a year that we got in trouble. We couldn't go, and I just remember Digger, you jumping out the window, running across to the other neighborhood. Trick or treating and coming back and jumping back in the window, and we made multiple rounds doing that.
Yes,
no,
I do remember that.
It wasn't the fact that we got in trouble or anything. It's just mom and dad, they had jobs that was very draining during the day, so when we asked to do something at night, it was always hell no. And I understand that being an adult now. But as a kid, you're just like,
yeah.
As a kid, you're just like, oh man, they just don't want to do shit. So I took matters into my own hands. And I said, Mark, I need you to look in the living room and see what mom and dad's doing. Mark said, you know, well, dad's sleeping in his room. Mom's watching TV. I said, where is she watching TV? She's watching TV in their room. I'm like, bet. So I ran out the window and I hit a couple houses, right? Now, I had nothing but a pillowcase. You know what I mean? Had nothing but a pillowcase. Yeah.
Did you even have a costume?
No costume, yeah.
Nope.
No costume. Just plain clothes.
So you was a runaway slave is what you're telling me.
Pretty much. But there was this one house that always had moon pies. I'm not sure. Yes. I'm certain if y'all remember that.
I do.
Yes.
But there's this one house that.
Because I hated those moon pies.
They always
moon pies.
Moon pies.
Yes.
I haven't seen one in a minute.
No, but they always gave out moon pies.
I don't like them to this day.
That was one of no moon pies. You have to put in the microwave for 15 seconds.
That should still be nasty.
Yeah, it's the only way you can eat them.
But and I hit that house, and I'm like, "Yo, I got some good candy." So next time, I decided to take Mark with me, and we hit a couple houses. So how Danielle found out about it is Danielle came to me and Mark's room, and we weren't there.
Wow.
So we had to invite Danielle. We're like, yo, we're going to hit XYZ, 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 XYZ. We had to calculate this shit. So mom and dad wouldn't let us go trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treating came to us.
Well, we just kind of went out and did our own
we thing. We did ourselves.
So I take it Danielle never was like the snitch sister.
No.
Not
no. When she got her. No, but I was the scary one because at first I didn't want to do it. I was just like, I'll just eat y'all candy. I'll be the lookout.
She had to get a cut, man. We had to make sure we cut her in.
She wasn't the sister like, ooh, I'm a tear.
No, nah, we always looked out for each other like on the real for the most part.
Yeah.
Except for that one time I took a whipping for y'all.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
because
that.
Y'all ate that ham, but that's
wait
okay.
Wait a minute. Wait. What?
What?
We talked about it the last time she was on.
Oh, the ham story.
Yeah, we talked about it the last time.
The ham story.
We're not going to relive that.
No.
Yeah.
But actually, I got a Halloween story that doesn't involve you guys, and I wanted to tell it on the show. So.
Is it for Halloween?
It's Halloween, yeah. So we always knew Halloween fell on the last week of October. And the fair fell on the last week of October, right? So it was one night where I was about 17, 18. Halloween fell on a fair night. It was a Friday night. So I remember, you know, getting myself together. And I was seeing this one female who had this, like, long car. And he took me and my friend Adam to the fair. It was a Friday night. I'll never forget it. And, you know, so she picks me up. And there are two, like, it was one of.
I remember this story. Go ahead, though.
Okay, I told you the story before.
Yeah,
but she had this like long old 1970 something Lincoln, and it was long, right? So
that was the Bee Gees playing when she pulled up.
No, not the Bee Gees. She was playing actually, what's it called, Miss Jackson by the Outkast. I never forget that because that's the day the CD came out. As a matter of fact.
Yep.
Outkast and Jay-Z's The Blueprint. I mean, not The Blueprint, but
The Dynasty.
The Dynasty came out that day. And I remember, you know, because here's the seating arrangement. Because, you know, it had those long, what I call
bench
seats in the front. So the front was, her name was Katie. Katie was driving. I was in the middle. Adam was sitting beside me. And there were three girls in the back, right? Can't remember their names for shit. So out of nowhere, the girls are hollering, "I love you, baby," and there's a muffled voice going, "I love you too." We're like, so me and Adam, we're looking at each other like, "What the fuck is going on?"
What?
Hold on, the story gets better. So it's just like, and you know, we're on the way to the fair because we didn't live that far away from the fair. That's like a good 15-minute trip, you know, depending on traffic.
Right.
So we're sitting there having a conversation, and I'm trying to dig the new Outkast CD. Because I haven't heard it yet. So the girls again.
It probably wasn't even 15 minutes, to be honest with you.
It wasn't even 15 minutes.
Well, it was probably that long because of traffic.
Traffic. But,
Yeah, during the fair, but you know, once you. All you busted a right and a left and a right, and you was there.
Pretty much.
But traffic, yeah.
And then out of nowhere, like, we're outside the fairgrounds, and the girls again go, "I love you, baby." And there's a muffled voice going, "I love you, too." We're like, what the fuck is going on? So we get out the car and everything. So this bitch opens her trunk, and there are three guys sitting in the trunk.
Yeah.
just to make room for me and Adam.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that. Right. Either y'all pulled up, the three, they hopped out the trunk. I'm like, what?
They hopped out the trunk.
Yo, people were wild back then, man.
Now, mind you, this had to be a long ass car because three like teenage boys.
What the heck?
Get out the trunk comfortably.
So wait a minute, wait a minute. I got a question.
Go ahead.
Oh shit. She's gone.
Damn. It disconnected. I really want to ask a question with now.
She got kidnapped by the
Great Pumpkin.
All right, hopefully she'll reconnect in a second because I really want to know what that question was.
Me too.
But you know, like I remember Halloween and the fair, and I just remember the dynamic of like how Halloween changed the odor that we got. Oh, yeah.
It's not just Halloween; it's everything.
Let's go. Yeah.
Hello? Sorry, Danielle. What was your question?
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, what was your question?
Sorry. I don't know what happened there.
Or you said you had a question.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What was
my question? Was time to leave? Did they all just jump back in the trunk?
Hell yeah.
They had no choice.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey, we
that was
out
the question. I wanted to know if they jumped back in the trunk after
that. Yeah, when it was time to leave. Like, when it was time to leave.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was like, did nobody want to make room for them at the inside?
Hey.
I mean, you got to understand, me and Adam, we were 6 foot plus. These girls, they were petite. And there was like three, maybe the tallest had to be about 5'11". Three guys in the trunk. And believe it or not, this trunk had a lot of space because they all fit in there comfortably.
Yeah, they were curled up. Alfab like, to say had them in the trunk curled up like fried shrimp. Yo, like real talk. I have a fair story that I remember, and it involved. I don't know if it happened on Halloween, but I know it involved some people that we know. So, like you remember TJ. And then boy,
Rose.
No, not TJ Rose, TJ Smith.
Tejota, who we used to call him, TJ and then boy.
Yeah.
Adam and them, like how they all used to hang out. So I remember TJ had this van, and we used to call this van the Puff Bus because everybody used to like he rode up and like nothing but weed smoke came out the van. But like he would fit like 10 people in his van. And it was like one of those vans that was like, I forgot what type it was. It was like one of those like family vans that
an Astro van.
Yeah, Astro. No, it wasn't an Astro van. It was a bigger one. But anyway,
like those Explorer vans.
Yeah,
the big custom vans. I forgot how you say it.
Yeah.
It was one of them.
It was basically a big 18 van.
Yeah,
18 van. Yeah.
Kind of like an 18 van, but it was like made for like traveling. It was like a small.
Yeah,
it had like two TVs.
Yeah, like the two
VCR.
TVs, the VCR,
the tall roof.
Taller roof, and it had like the seat, and then it was like in the backpack was like a seat, but it laid down almost like a bed. It was, yeah, so one of those type of vans. So I remember, I don't know if it was Halloween, but I remember it was like the first or second day of the fair. But I got picked up, and I was working at the time, and I got picked up from work, and then TJ and the boys were like, "Yo, we going to the fair? You want to roll?" And I'm like, bet, man. You know, I'll roll. So they dropped me off at the crib, waited outside, and I got dressed. I had this new outfit that I had just got from like Old Navy because Old Navy had just opened for the first time or some shit. And
yeah, of course, because you have a new outfit for the fair.
You had to, like... right? So I was out there. I was feeling good, feeling fly. And then we rolled up there. We got to the fair, and then at some point we all just kind of went our separate ways. And mind you, it was like 8 or 9 of us. And obviously, this is a time before like every teenager had a cell phone.
Before the cell phone.
Before the cell phone era. So we all got lost, and I end up running into Bobby and Terrell, right?
Bobby Washington III.
And Terrell, great. And Terrell. So I end up running into those guys because I can't find TJ and them. And, you know, and like, it was, the fair was off the chain. It was dope. And I was, like, lit. And I was ready to, like, keep going. But when I ran into them, I was like, yo, I don't know what my ride is. And then Bobby was like, no, I got you. I'll give you a ride home. All right, just follow me. And I started following them. and I noticed that both of them were walking like aggressively fast and like navigating through the crowd like an action movie. And I was like, yo, hey, slow down, fellas. Like, y'all want to go to this ride real quick? Let's go grab something, you know, because I'm still out there. And like, they was like, nah, we got to go. And I said, what? All right. And then we get to this one point where Bobby daps up Terrell. And then he's like, all right, man, yo, just hit me up when you get home, man. I love you, man. If anything happens. So I was like, if anything happens, like, what are they talking about? And I was like, all right, whatever. So I'm following Bobby. Bobby said, yo, man, we got to get up out of here, man. And I said, why? What's going on? And he's like, yo, man, like, if you see them Walker boys, yo, just keep it moving. And I was like, okay. So I turn around and I see like a whole crowd of like Sheep Island motherfuckers. Right? So I see a whole crowd of like Sheep Island people. I didn't know that the Sheep Island folks were chasing Bobby and Terrell. Right? And I am like now with these guys by association, it's like a gang of these motherfuckers like chasing them. And I'm like, oh shit. So because I was going to go dap up my homeboy Johnny, who was with them. And Bobby was like, nah, we got to go. So we get to the parking lot. And like, they all come out because they see Terrell and try to go after him. Terrell takes off running or some shit. And me and Bobby, they don't see us. But, like, this motherfucker, mind you, I like, my new outfit and shit, this motherfucker had me ducking in the mud, crawling behind cars to get to his car. And I'm like, I knew where he drove, but I didn't know where he parked. And, like, I couldn't find him, and I was, like, ducking and crawling, and I'm pissed off because my outfit's all dirty and shit. Like, and I, you know, I had just got flying shit. So we finally get in the car, and then we're waiting in this damn fair traffic to leave. And, like, the whole time, this dude is driving with his head in the back seat because his seat is slouched down because I guess he didn't want motherfuckers to walk by and see him. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, I'm about to get my ass whooped for something that they did all because I needed a ride home, right? So we finally get out, and like, I'm thinking to myself, like, damn, man, the night started off so well, and then it ended up like this. And then I was like, fuck it. So I walk in to the house, and I'm like, man, fuck all this.
Oh, God.
I walk into the house after going through all this shit, and mind you, I'm kind of shortening the story, but like, this, I was terrified, I'm not gonna lie. And I walk into the house, I open the bedroom door, and at the time, me and Digger had these bunk beds. The bottom one was a futon, and Adam and Daniel are sitting on the bottom bunk with this chick. And this chick, like I don't know, she had like her shirt off or some shit, she was like half naked, and I was like, holy, what the fuck did I just walk into? So I walked into the room. I looked at both of them, and Daniel, the chick, and Adam just stared me in the face like I just caught them red-handed, and I just walked right the fuck out the room.
No, you forgot what you said.
I was like, one of those nights that was like an epic night that just, oh, what did I say?
Red comes in a room, right? So me and Adam, we're looking at him, and this chick is looking at Mark also. We're like, okay. Mark says, what the fuck? You guys are about to have an orgy. And just leaves the room.
And I walked out the room, man. I was like, I couldn't, like, all I wanted to do after that, I was ducking down behind cars. I had to suck the damn. I just wanted to go home and lay down after that, man. Look. Like, literally, when I say, like, when I met up with them, I dapped them up, and I was like, yo, man, I can't find my ride. Can y'all give me a ride back? And dude said, okay. And they started running. Have you ever seen, like, an action movie? Like an action movie where there's about to be a shootout at the mall, but they're trying to keep it very discreet, and they're just running around, people pushing them out the way and shit? That's exactly how that shit felt. And I was like, why are they walking so damn aggressive? And then Bobby finally let me know. He was like, yo, man, the Sheep Island cast, man, they ain't fucking with those Singaree dudes, man. It almost popped off.
See, that's where he was wrong.
Y'all.
That's what I was about to say. That's where he was wrong.
That's y'all.
Those Singaree dudes, they didn't fuck with you guys.
Well, yeah, I was like,
apparently I should have, look, my dumb ass, I don't know if it was like the cotton candy I ate, are the damn, like, I got like 2 phone numbers from 2 chicks that night or some shit. I was like on cloud 9, but I failed to notice that Terrell was sweating. His shirt was all unbuttoned. His wife beater was like loose. And like, he was in a fight. And like, I didn't notice that shit. And I was like, I just thought he was having a good time. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize this nigga was in a fight with somebody. Okay, cool. Until like we get halfway there. Yeah, it was one of those situations where I was just like, yo, man, I need to get the fuck up out of here.
No, I didn't. I never knew that story. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know?
That was
no.
Like when I say I looked up and I saw like 50 or 60 of the them Sheep Island people like heading towards y'all way, I was like,
all right, so
God damn.
Let me give my listeners a brief rundown of Sheep Island. Sheep Island is this little area that's right in between Jedburgh and Somerville. That, you know, there was no school district for them to go to, so they literally had to come 40 minutes out of their way to come to Stratford. That's where we went to high school.
What county were they in?
Berkeley. Huh?
They was in Berkeley County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they really should have been going to, there was Berkeley County, but the way those counties are so stupid, though.
They should have been going to Somerville.
Well, no, Somerville was too far out. So like in that area before, like, because I haven't been to South Carolina in a minute, but I know that they blew up, that whole area blew up. There was only a middle school really in between. There was only a middle school in between Somerville and where Sheep Island was.
What was that?
I don't know. It was like a middle school that was like kind of in the Flower Town area of Somerville, but there was but there was no high school over there. The only other high school was Fort Dorchester, which was on the other side of Fort.
Austin used to be a high school back in the day.
Yeah, Austin Middle School. That's what it was.
Austin Middle School.
And there was no
high school in like the 40s or 50s and shit like that.
Yeah, but it turned into a middle school. It was Austin Middle School. But there was no high school really in that area. And I think the only high school that was close was like further down. But to be honest with you, it was like kind of in the country and they didn't want the Sheep Island folks out there.
Berkeley?
No, Berkeley was in Mount's Corner.
It was Woodland or something.
Woodland, yes. I think it was like Woodland or something in that area.
Yeah, that was in like, I guess it was the town of Dorchester, I guess you want
to
call it.
Yeah, it was Woodland. We had a shout out to Robbie. Robbie went to Woodland.
Robbie Peel. But to finish what I was saying about Sheep Island, everybody that was in Sheep Island was related to each other somehow, some way.
Somehow.
And there was no way that you can get in a fight with one person from Sheep Island and not fight multiple
people. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
So when one person got in beef, you didn't get in beef with that one person from Sheep Island. You got in beef with Sheep Island.
Word. You got beef with
the word. They rolled so fucking deep. You want to know how you can tell that the folks from Sheep Island don't give a fuck either? It's the fact that they're called. It's the fact that the name of the area is Sheep Island. It's not a fucking island. no way, shape, or form is it an island of any sort.
I never understood why it was called Sheep Island. Is that like a real name, or did they
invent it?
It's the name of the street. It's the name of the street.
Oh, Sheep I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of the street. It's a long road too.
Yeah, it's long.
Like I said, I learned something new.
I remember Siobhan Samuel?
Yeah.
She used to she used to live on that road. That's how I knew where it was. The whole layout.
Everybody lived on that road or off that road.
Yeah. Yo, but shout out to those cats out there though, man. Really. It was one of those things, like, when you think about, like the layout of like, high school and you think about the cliques and stuff like that, they really made, like the layout and, like, they were their own clique. Like, you just knew not to mess with those cats. But when you're in, like, you were cool as fuck with them, man. Like, I was, like, my homeboy, like who was like the main one, the main dude, I was Odell, right?
Odell, yeah.
Yeah, and then Odell's little brother was Johnny, right?
Johnny.
And like me and Johnny was like mad cool. So like I never really had an issue with any of them cats. And I remembered that because that, like, the fact that me and Johnny was cool actually, you know, not to put people's business out there, but like actually kind of saved us during a little encounter after high school, where we was at this restaurant. I ain't gonna say too much. I don't know who your listeners are. But I ain't trying to get anybody indicted, but we was at this restaurant after the club one night, and some stuff was popping off in the parking lot, and there was some people there.
Oh my god!
And I know AK-47 came out, and just by familiarization and knowing people, I knew that me and my crew were okay. But we got the fuck up. That's all I know.
That was the night that we decided, you know, we're not even going to Waffle House. We're going to IHOP.
Thanks for naming the restaurant. Like I said, I wasn't trying to get people indicted. But
I mean, they don't know which Waffle House. Yeah, but
somebody pulled out a chopper. Just say like that. Yes. And luckily enough, we were affiliated and cool with the folks that did pull that out. And they was like, "Yo, man, y'all straight. Y'all better get up out of here for some, because it's about to."
I was about to say, this is how the conversation went. The conversation. He walks up to Red and goes, "Hey, man, you and your people, you good, man? Y'all getting y'all car before shit goes down." And that was the conversation. That's all we needed.
And we got in the car and drove right to that gas station. It was like, "Is everybody here?" Did a head count, and then we drove right the fuck off.
We good? All right, time to go.
Did that head count drill right? Speaking of fun fact, I think we're speaking of Halloween and stuff. Wasn't that during like the fall season?
It was.
So yeah, that was fun crazy. Fact. Shout out to.
I guys. Think I was cool with more people from Sheep Island than I was with Sangaree.
We was cool with a lot of Sangaree dudes because we lived there, man. But there was
right.
You know what I mean.
Remember, I was in College Park first.
That's true. But you know what? If it ever went down between Sheep Island and Sangaree, I would sit there and go at opposing sides. Because, I mean, we can't do much with Adam Howard on our
team. See, the issue with Sangaree, was, and like, the big issue was, like, everybody, like, Sangaree was even divided, right? So everybody had their own clique in Sangaree. So they had like the Lions Cove folks, like we were divided by neighborhood. They had Lions Cove. What's that neighborhood where Adam used to live?
Victoria Place.
Not Victoria Place. That's that Adam.
Yeah. Even
Pigeon Wood something.
We was even divided in Sangaree, like, which was kind of fucked up. Like, the only way that we really got together as, like, a whole was when they put that basketball court out there and then everybody was forced to hang out with each other. Like, to be honest with you. So, like, whenever, like, other neighborhoods, like, had beef with us, like, we was never, like, united. We was like, gonna be like, yo, I'm gonna get some Sangaree cats and we gonna come back and handle y'all. Because we had to go and pick wisely of who we, you know what I mean? You remember when we...
Sangaree have a lot of football players.
Who?
A lot of football players was from Sangaree.
Yeah, that's true.
So right. They kind of clicked up.
Yeah, but they all clicked up with each other, man. Like, all that. Yeah, everybody else, man. Like we knew some of the football players and stuff, but then some of them started acting like they were bigger than everybody else in the Ree. Yeah, we used to call it the Ree. I remember one day, like when we had a basketball game. Like literally, it was supposed to be the Sangaree versus Tall Pines basketball Tall game. Pine. We went out there. Like that's what we did. We put neighborhoods against each other. There was a Sangaree versus Goose Creek football game that got shot up. Or people came out there with baseball bats and shit.
Yep.
And the word for the day is long-winded.
Yes, I am.
And, you know, that's why I love having Red on the show, because the thing about it is I don't have to navigate Bird. Shit, because Mark will always segue into something else.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about like, Halloween. Oh, we shift into neighborhood wars.
No, it's like Vietnam or some shit. What happened?
Honestly, I think one of my favorite Halloween high school moments was me and Danielle were working at Waffle House, right? Wow. And it was a Halloween night. I was on the grill. My sister was on what's it called?
Waiting tables.
Doing tables.
Yeah.
Waiting tables. Now listen. We were doing the after school shift, as I call it, like 3 to 9.
This right? is the tiny yeah. Waffle House on College Park, right?
On yep. College Park. We were doing 3 to 9. And at 7 o'clock is when you start breaking shit down and start cleaning up your areas for the next shift, right? We didn't get a chance to do that because motherfuckers came in from the moment it hit 7:00, back to back, back to back, back to back, back to back. My sister made almost $50 in 2 hours.
Yeah,
which is a lot.
Remember that money.
But the way, but here's yeah. the thing though, the way that me and my sister worked, it was just like, you know, you would call the orders, I'd get that shit done quick, fast, in a hurry, boom.
I remember that because we were trying to go so that we could go and do something, but
right,
it just got so busy. I'm just like, fuck these people. Either our relief needs to get here, or these people need to stop coming in.
And that was the night that the relief was late. They didn't come in until like 9:30.
Yeah, we were pissed.
I was about to say, we were angry as fuck.
Yeah, I was just like, lazy ass motherfucker.
That thing was like, it was right off the highway, and you were either going to College Park, Tall Pines, or Sangaree, or Crowfield. Like,
yep. Yeah.
It was too many people that could have been going to that Waffle House.
But almost 2 years later, something epic happened.
Huh?
It was around, I said almost 2 years later, something epic happened. It was Christmas. Christmas Eve, as a matter of fact. That was the only time that me, Mark, and Danielle ever worked a shift together, all three of us at one time.
Oh, yeah.
That did happen.
But that Waffle House, like, I used to make mad money at that Waffle House.
Well, that was the biggest one. Like, I remember... No.
The one, my first ever Waffle House, the one that's in Somerville, was busy as shit because it was right off
and
the
it was
eye.
Also... Right by like right going into the city too. Yeah.
Yeah, well running off the I too. That's what I said. Like as soon as you bust that right, you either go on the College Park people, Crowfield people, Tall Pines people, Sangaree.
Both of them were pretty busy, but I thought the one on College Park was busier than the one in Somerville. Because I worked at both.
Smaller. So it might have seemed busier.
That's true. Because I could work a whole shift by myself with no help.
That's true. That is true. But listen, when I say one of my funnest work experiences of all time was that Christmas Eve working with my brother and my sister, it was just like we were just rolling off each other because not only were we sitting there clowning with each other, we were clowning with the guests and whatever, whatnot. And the thing about it was, it seemed like when they found out that your siblings, they gave you bigger tips because I was on the grill and Mark had this area in the high area and my sister had the other half of the high area in the low tables. Now listen, when I said they made money that night, they
and
made
I'm all of y'all money. Probably got a little touch of lung cancer too from working in Waffle House.
And I'm gonna tell you what,
I
made money because I wasn't good at it. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I made money. I wasn't really good at it. Go ahead.
I used to put a cup by the register that said Benita's College Fund so I would get extra tips.
Oh,
smart.
And I remember getting so much trouble for that.
But they couldn't do anything about it, though.
She said, you can't do that because if you already got tipped, I was like, well, I'm like, they're just giving you the kindness of their heart.
My man, please. Y'all paid me under the table. I don't...
They did?
Yeah. I never filled out no paperwork that I remember. Like, I never filed no taxes. They used to pay us in cash every Sunday.
Every Sunday, yes.
Everything was cash.
Yeah, they used to pay us in cash every Sunday, man. I don't remember filling out no paperwork, no W-2 or whatever the hell. You had a W-4.
No, I had a W-2 because, for whatever reason, I had a 401k at that place.
You know what? I filled out a W-2 also. I remember that because I remember the first year that I was able to do taxes. Now, mind you, I'm sitting there thinking that this extra $200, because that's how much my first tax check was, $228. I'm sitting there thinking I'm balling. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you mean the government gives me back this money?
Balling.
It wasn't until I had kids until I saw the EIC, the Earned Income Credit. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
This is actually working for me. I wish it did.
Huh?
I said, that does not work for me. I wish it did.
Oh, well, it doesn't work for me anymore. I make too much for it now. I'm paying the government back every year.
Yeah, I was like, I had to pay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I make too much now.
I think you had a thought, but I wanted to bring up another Halloween memory that I had.
Of course you do.
No, let him do it.
Yeah, it's Halloween, man.
Nah, Digga, do you remember when we went downtown and you was dressed as Barack Obama?
Barack Obama.
That was the most, because Digga's tall, light-skinned, and like he's very good at impressions. And we went downtown and Digga was dressed as Barack Obama. That was probably one of the best Halloweens ever. And we saw the... We saw the dude.
How do you dress as Barack Obama? What did you just do? Put on a suit?
Yeah, he had a.
I had a suit, and I had a Barack rubber mask.
Oh, wow. So you look like Rob a bank, huh?
Yeah, he had the Barack rubber mask. But then we saw the dude that was dressed like Prince. And Rob was clowning the shit out of him. Like, you know, honestly, I think I still have the video of that, but I forgot what Rob was saying. But Rob was clowning this dude so damn bad. Like it was like the funniest shit ever. Because we didn't.
I need a picture of Daniel dressed like Obama.
That was the night that I met Holly, wasn't it? Ooh, I didn't.
Oh, really?
To say her name, but yeah, that was the night, wasn't?
Yes,
wasn't it? That was the night because we met her, and then like she was like, I'm just in town for something, and then like. I was like, all right, cool. And then, like, I didn't know that she was from Virginia. And then, like, a month later, she's like, I'm going to drive down to see you. And I was like, oh, shit.
True story. But the night I was dressed as Barack Obama, this is the funniest thing ever. Because I bought that Barack Obama mask in a gas station.
Yeah.
And I just said, I'm dead serious. What? And at first, you know, I said, all right, guys, so who's dressing up? It was me, Mark, Rob, and somebody else. I want to say it was Rich.
Me, nah, it was a bunch of us. It was me, you, Rob, Cliff was there.
Rich was there.
I think Mikey was there. Mikey might not have been there. But remember, we had stopped by, what's that girl, party first. And then we picked them up, and then we went downtown. Okay. What's that girl? The white girl that used to work with Dub. We had the fat ass. Katie? Kathy? Whatever.
What was her name?
I don't know.
But I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. It started with a K. So
we got downtown and we went to our first bar, right? And all of a sudden, these girls are just like, can I get your picture? Can I get your picture? Can I get your picture? And I forget I have a mask on, right? I'm just like, sure. And then they were just like, well, say something funny. Well, then there were people pulling out video cameras. Say what you're going to do in this election. And it dawned on me, I'm wearing a mask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I pulled out these chains and everything. And I was just like, you know, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give everybody a chain. And everybody was eating this shit up.
You know, it was like when you talk about like a walking celebrity at that moment, like nobody's costume caught more attention than Digga wearing all these chains with a Barack Obama mask. That was like you want to know how epic that night was. Whenever we talk about Halloween, Rob still brings that up.
Like 2009, 2010, or something like that.
No, but
yeah, Rob.
And it's so funny because the next spot we went to, I think it was like a $10 cover charge. And the guy's like, hey, Barack, how many people you got with you? I said, six. And they're like, come in. And we got pushed to the front of the line. And
yep.
It was great. I got real presidential treatment that night.
Yeah, that night was dope. We went to the little sake bar. Tsunami's, right? Tsunami. It used to be downtown.
We went to Tsunami.
And this was my first time ever in life. Shout out, because I think Kat Nim was there too. But this is my first time ever in life. This is my first time ever in life getting drunk off of sake, because I never really had sake before. So, like, you know, when I'm drunk, I'm in rare form.
No.
And Diggle was out there.
Oh, go ahead.
And Diggle was out there like with the crowd around him, and I was just like, well, fuck it, I'm just gonna dive in like I'm his campaign manager.
And that's what he did. And then there was a guy dressed as Borat.
Oh yeah. Don't y'all have a picture together? You had Borak and Barack?
Yes.
And I got those pictures somewhere, but it was dope.
But let me tell you about Drunk Mark. Drunk Mark can go one of two ways. He can be either extra happy and extra jovial, or he'll be jonesing on you real bad. Like, there is no in-between. Like, if you get red drunk, he's either going to clown the shit out of you, or he's going to be the best person you ever hang out with. I promise.
Facts. I remember that.
That night he was jonesing people at Waffle House.
Oh yeah, I was super drunk.
No, it wasn't Waffle House. It was Denny's.
That was when I had the. Was that the night where I had the girl play for my ticket and then I walked out?
Can I tell that story real fast?
Oh yeah.
So that was the night you had somebody pay for your ticket. The night you had somebody pay for your ticket was your birthday. And let me tell you how Mark was. Mark was gone. Mark was getting birthday shots. Mark was getting, you know, all these other shits, right?
And it tasted even better because it was free.
Right. So Mark was getting all these shots and everything, right? I'm sorry. I just put a piece of gum in my mouth.
All right. Go ahead.
So I just took the gum out. Mark's getting all these birthday shots and he's getting all his birthday love, right? We go to Denny's, and I won't forget this shit. Because I'm sitting next to Cliff. So Mark's rapping to this girl at another table, this Asian chick, right? Mark's like, yo, my birthday is midnight. Oh, it's already my birthday, because it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. She's like, happy birthday, you know, so on and so on. And Mark said, yeah. So you know what you should do? She said, what? He said, for my birthday, you should pay for my meal. And the girl's like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I got you. So we're sitting there, you know, laughing and joking, whatever or not. The lady hands tickets over, right? Everybody goes and pays for a ticket. Mark drops his ticket off in front of this bitch and says, have a good night, and walks out to the car.
Damn right. Hey, man.
You said you was paying.
You know how they say, don't talk about it, be about it. That's what she said.
But Mark just said, have a good night, and just drops the ticket off and leaves. And I'm like, he's really not doing this, is he? He walked out and left. And this bitch puts his ticket in her purse.
Hey, man, look.
We don't know.
Didn't pay for it either. I don't know. We left. Okay. But, you know, look, I used to, in the day, have a way with females. So I think I did it in a way to where it was respectful. But then I also was like, yeah, you said it, so you're going to have to do it.
Pretty much.
You said you're paying for this, so I expect you.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, I wouldn't say it was weird.
No, it was just one of those situations like, hey, you know, I'm trying to get to know you. Don't, you know, I don't want to get off on a bad foot by, you know, assuming that you're a liar. So...
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Did you ever speak to her again? Ladies and gentlemen,
nigga,
red.
I'm just gonna let you know like this, and I hope I don't sound like a jerk saying this, because you know it's not my life anymore. But I have so many numbers in this phone that I don't like. Literally, like if you go through my phone, all you see is a name and a bar, like right next to some of these phone numbers, where it'll say something like Crystal, Purple Tree, or Amber, Backstage Saloon or some shit. I don't know. And I think she was like Becky Denny's or some shit. I don't know.
This is a good number.
I can text her. I'm going to
somewhere. Like, girl, you remember the time you did?
Yeah, I'm trying to do an audit. I know it's like almost 7 or 8 or 10 years later, but I'm trying to do this audit. Did you ever pay for that, Denny's?
I think it's more than 10 years ago.
Is it? Yeah, it is more than 10 years.
Damn, yeah, this had to be about 2006 because me and April were divorced.
Oh, I've been out the game for a while now.
Yeah, man, you need to update your phone.
I do.
Start taking these numbers out. Danielle, do you have any
fair
stories? Yes.
Fair stories? No, I always went to work. I never went to the fair.
Two guns.
I was like, I wanted to go to work. I wanted the money.
That makes sense.
Two guns.
Do
you have any fair stories?
Nah.
Didn't you fall asleep?
No, when Red's on the show. No, when Red's on the show, Two Gun goes in the autopilot.
Yeah, I just be listening. No. Do I have any fish? Not really. Nothing significant. It'll always be like a fight about to happen, or you'll just see crowds going this way and that way. I was like the person at the fair who always went to the exhibits.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Like,
the exhibits used to be dope, though.
Yeah, like, I was like, bags of free shit, candy and keychains and pamphlets and shit that I knew I could afford. Like, what was I going to do with a John Deere tractor? Nothing. You know what I mean?
Timeshare doesn't seem like a bad investment.
Like, the mini trailers and just all kinds of shit. I go to the art exhibits. Like, I don't know why. I always did that as a kid. I just go in the exhibits. It was like the cool down spot.
Right.
You know what I mean? Either that or I used to get on the paddle boats.
Nah, man. I couldn't do the water.
I think that was one of the worst experiences, the paddle boats. Mm-hmm. A nigga went too deep and got tired.
Yo, so I got one more fair story for y'all. So, me and Adam, we went to the fair one year, right? It was a Friday night. And long story short, Adam's like, yo, what about your homegirls that was on the bus that said they wanted to go to the fair? I think, Red, you might remember this. Because it was the Silva sisters and two other girls.
Oh, those chicks.
The Silva sisters.
The Silva sisters later became dancers, but that's not true. Huh?
Yeah, I remember the younger one.
Vanessa. Vanessa was younger.
Yeah.
That's neither here or there.
Wasn't the older one like, was she kind of like clean cut? And then afterwards, it was like, damn, she's a stripper?
Yeah. Her name was Karina.
They were clean cut, but they were like exotic looking.
Yeah. Like, well, so the younger one was, yeah, she was excited looking, but she was like low key goth.
Yeah.
It was the you know, back then with the, it was like the pants. Your pants decided what kind of person you were. You know what I mean? It was all about the pants.
But, long story short, so Adam's just like, yeah, we'll go and pick him up and give him a phone call. So I gave him a phone call. They're like, yo, we'll pick us up around 5:45. Now, my dad used to have these cigars in his den, right?
Yep.
So I decided to take one. I said, Adam, huh?
Yeah. I was like, waiting on confirmation. I was like, oh, are you waiting on confirmation? No, yes. On
confirmation. I was swallowing. You know, I said, my dad used to have cigars in his den. So my dad had like 20 of them. I said, he's
on the phone. Vanessa and swallowing.
Lord Jesus.
Go ahead with the story.
No, I was like, he's not going to notice one missing. So on the way to the fair, me and Adam, we decide to have a victory cigar, right? But we're walking out the house. I had the cigar in my pocket. My mom says, Jerome, come here. For those who don't know, Jerome's my middle name. And she said, where are y'all going? I said, we're going to the fair. She goes, who are y'all picking up? Because she heard us on the phone. I said, oh, we're picking up Vanessa, her sister, and her two homegirls. My mom said something I never thought she'd say. My mom said, bring them back to the house before you go to the fair. I'm like, fuck. You know what I mean? Because, like, yeah, I mean.
Where the hell was I?
This is a good question. I have no idea.
Keep going. I'm sorry.
But I remember the soundtrack for tonight was Eve just came out with, you know, Rough Riders First Lady, right? So it was Mark's tape, but Mark let us borrow it.
Yeah.
So that's what we decided to listen to on the way there. You know what I mean? So we picked them up and they're like, all right, you know, I can't wait to go to the fair. Woo, woo, woo. And I'm like, yeah, before we go to the fair, my mom wants to meet y'all. And she's just like, they're like, what? And I said, yeah, before we go to the fair, my mom wants to meet y'all. So we brought them to the house. And I said something so scathing. I didn't think it was rude, but it's, you know, now that I think about it, years past, it was kind of scathing. So my mom says, you know, she meets them. And, you know, my mom's very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Upfront.
I wouldn't say upfront. No, she wasn't upfront. It was more so, it's not like a facade or fake. But my mom, when she meets somebody, it's just like, I guess she tries to fill you out by being extra. Extra, yeah.
Really nice.
So my mom said, oh my God, you're so beautiful. You're a beautiful girl, blah, 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 right? And I remember saying this, and they looked at me so weird, and even Adam's like, dude, what the fuck? I said, Mom, you don't have to do that to them. You're probably not going to see these girls ever again.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah.
But where was the lie?
I mean,
and I never forget this because I was wearing a brand new Fred Taylor Jacksonville Jaguars jersey. Right, I had a black headband on. Adam had a plain white T-shirt, and he had a headband on. Like, it was so fucking dope. Just walking up, you know. It was so dope walking up to, you know, the line and having these four girls behind us. It just, I don't know. We just felt like extra pimpish. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it used to be, man.
So, and, like, there was these guys that was just like, hey, you're pretty. And they're like, if you want to talk to us, you got to talk to the guys that bought us here first. And that just made us feel like, you know, like 10 feet, you know, 10 feet tall, right?
Nigga, that's when you start charging.
That's what I was about to say. Your career was supposed to start right then and there.
So,
hey, you ever seen what's that movie? The other guy,
Gator don't take no shit.
Yeah,
Gator don't take no shit.
So what? That's your Gator moment right there.
So what ended up happening is we got inside the fair, whatever, not right. And like these girls were almost like buzzkill. You know what I mean? They're just like, you know, like, cool. Well, me and Adam, we're going to go ride on this ride over here. And they're like, well, you ever see, what's that movie? Coming to America? It's just like, you know, what's your favorite food? Whatever food you like.
Yeah.
Like, they had no mind of their own. Like, now that we're here, what do y'all want to do? Well, we want to do what y'all want to do. That's boring.
I would have loved it.
I'm telling you, man.
Look, dog, I was like 17, 18 at the time. That's your mind wasn't thinking.
That is your Gator moment, bro.
Like I said, I was 17, 18 at the time. My mind's not thinking about that shit. You know what I mean?
Mine definitely was.
We don't want to do.
I found a whole stash of Iceberg Slim books when I was a child.
long story short, these girls had to be back at, you know, be home at 11, right? And, you know, me and Anna, we weren't good on taking hints. They're like, okay, well, my parents aren't home. You can come back with, you know, to the house with us, and they're not going to be home until like maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. I think they were ambulance workers. You know, like, I think their mom did dispatch for 911, and their dad actually was an EMT.
See that? This is the story right here where the main question is, where the hell is Mark? Because you know. You know what? I'm not gonna. You know what? I won't say that because I didn't hit my stride until like my early 20s. So,
long story.
I don't care what the stride would have been. As long as Vanessa was there, it would have been pound town.
But long story short, me and Adam, we dropped the ball so heavy because they were dropping hints in our lap, but we weren't taking it. They're just like, you know. So, do you want to come in and see what the house looks like? I said, yeah, we can come in for a second. So. I think Adam knew where they were trying to go, but Long story, we walk in the house, and mind you, this is one of the biggest houses in Sangaree I've ever seen.
Yeah, because they lived in that back part of what was that neighborhood where Lawrence and there was
kind of bust the right, and it was closer to the frontage road, right?
Sort of.
Yeah, they.
I can't remember the neighborhood.
They
But the entrance wasn't off Sangaree Parkway; it was off the right road, something like that.
Something. But they invited us in the house, right? And this is, you know, I dropped the ball. I mean, I'm fumbling the ball. Like, they're just like, you know, this is the living room, so on and so on. Our bedrooms are upstairs. I'm like, all right.
Nice. What kind of poster y'all got on y'all wall?
So they invite us, you know, they invite us, you know, and Adam's led this way. I'm led this way. Right? So she was just like, you know, you can sit on my bed if you want. I said, nah, I think we got to go home in a minute. So Adam's trying to stay. You know what I mean? Adam's like, you know, Dickie, no rush. Let's just go. I'm like, nah, we really got to get home. So we get in the car and Adam is like pissed. Like, nigga, what is wrong with you?
See? I could have used a...
And the thing about it is, I didn't get what was going on maybe until like 2 weeks later when I asked Vanessa, you know, why aren't you talking to me? Like, she's just like, I had a chance to show you that I really like you and you decided to go home. And I'm just like, oh, I got it. So is that offer still on the table? Nah, that was passed.
Nah. I'm telling you, man, you missed your Gator moment, man.
And I've never seen the other guys, so I have no idea when you say
Gator. Oh, you gotta watch it.
You gotta watch that.
He said the other guys.
The other guys with
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
And
yeah.
Mark Wahlberg.
I haven't seen it in so long. I don't even get the reference.
Can somebody explain it to me real fast?
So like. Real quick explanation. So Will Ferrell's like this straight laced accountant. But like in college, he goes through this phase where he's like helping his homegirls, and his homegirls are like so he sets them up to like date other guys and stuff like that. But like really, what he was describing, he was a pimp, and he was pimping his homegirls out,
and he didn't even know it.
So it's like, yo, you missed your Gator moment. You had a chance right there, man. Hey, those girls are pretty. Yeah, you could talk to them for $10. Like that's your Gator moment right there.
No, but the thing about it was, like I said, I was naive. I didn't realize that they were throwing, you know, the poo-poo platter at me. I was just like, just very timid and shit.
Yo, speaking of like Vanessa and them, that their neighborhood, getting back to Halloween theme, their neighborhood was like a pretty good damn neighborhood to go trick or treating and with as well. I remember I was in that neighborhood for Halloween one time, and I forgot who I was with, but
probably Steven.
Partridge
something?
Partridge Creek? No.
Partridge Creek.
I thought
Partridge Creek was on the other side.
But I remember I was with somebody and I was walking through that neighborhood, and I was in high school, and like I just remember we was trying to go to this party, but then the party wasn't happening, and then we just ended up like walking around or driving around or some shit. But I remember like we stopped at a couple of houses in there.
Down, driving fast.
Was it what?
I said. I remember we just ended up stopping at a couple of houses of people that we knew, and their parents were just like, "Yeah, here, have some candy," and that, they gave us a whole shit ton. And it was another one of those neighborhoods that gave out like full size candy bars and shit.
I used to like the neighborhoods who just sat the candy outside and expected you to leave some for the other people. Like, wow, really?
And on an essence, I used to do. I remember I did that 1 year. And all the shit was gone like quick.
Oh, man.
Right. Dumped the whole thing, 3 bags here. Yours, yours, yours. Then we figure out what we want when we get back.
Yeah, yeah. Every one of y'all have been to my neighborhood and saw my house, right?
Yeah.
Last year,
I would think so.
Yeah. Last year, I was excited as hell to, you know, be in my house and everything. I bought a shit ton of candy. Left my porch light on. Not one damn kid knocked on my door or rang the doorbell. I was
pissed. Are there kids in that neighborhood, though?
I've seen a couple.
Sounds like a no.
I bought so much candy, and I'm, because, you know, I'm on my old man shit. I'm just like, yo, I got this. I can do this. And nobody, nobody.
Now I remember I did that where I put a bucket down and then I just turned the light on because I just didn't want to like go downstairs and like they literally just like maybe like the first two or three kids, man, like I went and checked the bucket, the shit was empty. I was like, what? All of it gone. So I said, fuck it.
Now being an adult, have y'all ever gave out some bullshit?
What do you mean? Oh, like bullshit?
I don't think I ever gave out candy as an adult.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. As an adult, have you ever given out candy or just gave some bullshit?
No, I go.
Well, most of my life, my adult life, I usually live in an apartment building in the city, so it wasn't my job to give out candy.
I gave, you know, that little value pack that comes with the Tussaros and shit?
Yeah.
That was my go to. Even though, like now I live in a suburb, where, like they have actually kids. I got the text message earlier of like, hey, why don't you go find some candy? I don't want to be the house that give out the bullshit.
Like, you gave out Tootsie Rolls?
I gave out, yeah, when I lived at the apartment, man. You know that little value pack that come in the yellow bag that have the Tootsie Rolls and the dots and shit in there?
Oh, your house, you getting shot at.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I gave out, man.
That's like the worst house. It's like Tootsie Rolls and candy corn. I don't quit. What is
you
that?
Pour, hey, look. But now I feel, oh, I feel like, you know, since I'm new to the neighborhood, I feel like I have to, I gotta come with it this year with some good shit. My old lady, she talked about full size candy bars. I'm like, hell no, because then we're setting these false expectations. Because like we gotta work our way up. Like you start off with the good chocolate, and then like you work your way up to the full size candy bars. Nah, we ain't at that level yet.
So when it comes to candy, when y'all were little, did y'all prefer the chocolate candy or the more like sugar candy, like the Nerds and stuff like that?
I prefer Starburst.
Oh, so you prefer the sugar candy then?
You know, I was...
See, I was the chocolate kid.
Yeah.
I always have been like a gummy fan. So I will remember particularly the years where I would get like a pack of like something that was like gummy, like gummy bears, like a small... like because they didn't have like a lot of gummy candies back then. So I always liked the gummy stuff.
And I believe I remember gummy bears that were actually... gummy bear, cartoon gummy bears. Am I bugging?
No.
Gummy bears. No.
Hold on.
I still got the DVD.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You were more so of the Kit Kat Reese's Peanut Butter Cup girl, right?
Yeah, Kit Kat is my jam. Yes.
My memory is still good.
Still.
I was the, what was the variety pack? It was Nestle Crunch, Mr. Goodbar.
100 grand.
Yep.
100 grand. That was like me.
Hershey. And Hershey Kiss.
Yeah, I didn't, that's Hershey the one Kiss, I didn't like. I don't want that brown one. Don't give me that. Yeah. I want the yellow one or the red one or the blue one.
You know.
Oh, you're talking about the Hershey Managers.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the Hershey Bar, Mid Bar, Crackle, and Special Dark.
Yeah.
Now,
I didn't want no dark. Nuh-uh.
I was about to say Special Dark got no love in our house.
I don't like dark chocolate. It's too
You know what I used to like? You remember the bottle caps?
Hell yeah.
The bottle caps.
Yeah, that he takes like the sodas and shit.
Those used to have like cocaine in it or something, right?
I don't believe they're on the market anymore, so they might.
Wait a minute.
It was some candy people used to always put the LSD on, but I can't remember which candies it was. It was the candy that it had like a monster wrapper or something. Y'all remember those?
Wait a minute. Like,
I think I know what I, like. Oddly enough, I think I know what you're talking about.
It was like It's like the candy lady candy, and you know you got to twist it and open it. But it was the wrapper had
like a butterscotch.
No, I know what he's talking about now.
It was something like that. I just don't remember what exactly.
Yes, the candy I know was. I know what you're talking about. It came in like the orange and yellow packaging, right?
Yes.
The orange, but it had like a werewolf, a vampire, a Frankenstein, and it was wrapped around.
No.
Like a wax paper. Yes. You twisted it.
I'm actually looking it up now. It was called KERS. KERRS.
You know, candy used to piss me off.
Oh yeah.
Anytime somebody gave me a Mary Jane, I wanted to box the fuck out of somebody.
Which one?
I like Mary Janes.
It wasn't Mary Jane's for me. It was the Fireball.
My mom, anything cinnamon she was eating it.
I hated those black, curves. It's the one that came in the black and orange wrapper.
Orange package.
And it tastes like peanut butter or some shit. I hate
it. Oh my goodness. That was the old people candy. Yeah. The old people candy. They gave me the
top.
They gave me the strawberries, which was good. Because it had the filling in the middle.
Oh, do you know I found out the name of those?
What are they?
On my IG, I found out the name. Those are called strawberry bonbons.
Oh, strawberry bonbons.
I did not know that.
I never knew that. I just called them.
What's the ones that are orange and black?
That's what they're called, but they're like the curry ones. But they had that peanut butter. But I hated those.
What? Caramel
with peanut butter in it.
Yeah.
Because it didn't taste like peanut butter and it didn't taste like caramel.
It was like something in between. Like, you couldn't figure it out. And I was like,
yeah. Like shit. It was shit candy.
Fun fact. As I'm researching this, you know that those particular candies that I'm talking about for some reason have been banned in North Carolina? I have no reason why. I don't know why. I'm just reading about
it. What?
And it said it's banned in North Carolina.
I'm looking at the images right now.
All those candies were the ones people used to say don't give your kids because they was putting LSD.
You know what they were called?
What?
Peanut Butter Kisses Taffy.
Okay.
No.
Peanut Butter Taffy.
Yeah, Peanut Butter Kisses Taffy.
What are they called?
Yeah, they could have kicked that dump.
Yeah, look up Meltzer's candy bag of peanut butter kisses.
I'm gonna find it.
It says,
what else you say?
Just for me.
Weird orange and black. You
see, yo, hey, funny. As I was also looking that up, there is an article here where it's called "How Kids Judge the Halloween Candies You Give Out," and literally, it is a guideline of the type of candies and what kids think of you for giving out these type of candies, and. Who said bit of honey in the Mary Janes?
I did.
But Guns, you said that was old people candy because they got that listed as the old timer.
Yeah. Oh. Like anything that you could twist open, anything like it didn't really have a brand name, but it was named after what it is. It was old people shit. Like peanut
I would be remiss if I did not mention this one since Guns, you called me out for it. The one that has the Tootsie Rolls and the Smarties, they named that Cheapy Mac Cheap Face.
Yup. Because with that, you just grab a handful and just drop it, and it's like all Tootsie Rolls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All Tootsie Rolls was shit to throw at each other the next day.
Didn't we have one neighbor that was in that one neighborhood who used to give out like toothbrushes or some shit?
Yes, it was a dentist.
Yes,
no,
they were Victoria Place. I remember them.
Smarties was okay.
Yeah, I love Smarties.
Yes,
you could put a pack of Smarties in your pocket and kind of like ration those out for an hour or two. You know, one here, one there.
Yeah, I love you know Smarties, I mean, until the crazy kid at school started sniffing them shit. And then I was like, what the fuck are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that just became like weird and shit. So I was like, yeah.
Then you might have had one house that gave everybody one orange or one apple.
Yeah.
Yes.
So your bag got a lot of weight to it, but it's just that one big apple in the bottom of your shit.
Yo. So I got one last confession to make about Halloween and my candy giving. So at work we have like a candy bowl, and like 1 year I ran out of candy because the fucking kid dumped the bowl, and I had some extra candy in my book bag from the candy bowl, and I damn sure put it in that bowl and gave it to the kid. you know what kind of candy we have in our candy bowl at work? We got them Dum Dums. So I had like 6, 7, 8 Dum Dums or some shit put in the bowl, and I started handing them shit out.
No, but I think the worst thing I've ever given out was when me, you, and Cliff were living with each other, yeah. Red. Like, we didn't prepare for Halloween at all. And I had like 3 cases of Cherry Coke. Every time somebody rang the door, I would put a can of Cherry Coke in their bag.
I would have loved that. I would have loved it.
And they looked at me like I was strange. They're like, what the fuck, mister? I'm like, happy Halloween. And we'll close the door.
Yo, I'm looking at something. Y'all remember Astro Pops?
Yes.
I remember 1 year that, yes, I got an Astro Pop for Halloween. And
what's an Astro Pop?
The long triangle.
It's like a long triangle, and it has like the 3 different flavors. And I don't know what happened to it. I lost it. I think I took it to school, and like somebody took it out of my book bag. Or, but I remember 1 year, one house was giving out Astro Pops, and I lost that shit.
I don't think I remember Astro Pops.
Yeah.
See, unless somebody took it out your bag.
You know a house was rich if they gave out turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah, the talking turtles.
Yeah.
Like those chocolate turtles?
I found out.
I think 1 year I took the kids trick-or-treating, and one of the kids got a
cup of turtles in their bag.
Yo, we as kids want to beat up the motherfuckers that gave out crayons.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't even like a whole box of crayons. It was like those little family...
Three,
like a 2 and 3 pack crayons.
That 2 pack.
What I call the red crayon.
It's like red, blue, and green.
That's it.
Red, blue, and green. It's like the
I remember one year, Danielle, I remember coming to your house with trick or treat. I brought Jay over to your house when y'all used to live in Goose Creek. I remember that, and I went trick or treat.
Oh yeah, Jay was like a stormtrooper.
We walked from the multiple neighborhoods. Y'all actually had some good, houses over there.
That was the year one of the kids got ramen noodles.
Later on that night,
because it was in that neighborhood.
Me, you, and Cliff went to the club, and Cliff was dressed as Ritz.
Yes. Ritz, a rapper.
Ritz.
He's dressed as
a white rapper. You gotta Google RITZ rapper and see what this guy looks like. That's what Cliff was dressed as.
You know what?
What was the
go ahead.
Oh, Lord?
What was your worst Halloween costume ever?
My worst Halloween costume? I had these pair of sunglasses.
Wouldn't it be none when you jumped out the window?
Like you gonna say, I was a runaway slave then.
Yeah.
But 1 year, the year that the Beelands took us trick-or-treating in the other neighborhood, I remember having a like vest with no sleeves, right? Like this puffy coat vest with no sleeves. And I remember you had these red sunglasses that I knocked the lenses out and I said I was Steve Urkel.
Oh, wow.
In all honesty, I don't know when the last time I dressed up for Halloween or... How that went. That's a good question. I
think I might have dressed up for Halloween my whole life maybe 5 times.
Yeah, I remember dressing up when I was younger, and even when I was younger, I didn't really have much of a costume other than like a, you know what I mean?
other than those plastic ones that I remember, like get along game ones that I remember our parents bought us.
They weren't even plastic. It was more so like cheap ass vinyl, like garbage bags.
It felt like
I had an ill costume 1 year. I think it was 89. They had this, what was it? It was, remember Batman, the first Batman movie came out?
Yeah.
So they had this thing where, well, it was a toy. You got the gauntlets, the Batman wrist things. You got the gun, you got the utility belt, and you got something else. And I already had it. So I told my mother to buy me the cheap Batman costume. So I got the mask and the cape and the logo. Uh-huh. And then I put the toy stuff around it, and I was Batman.
Lord Jesus.
1 year, my mother made me a pirate. She gave, wow, this, let me, okay. It was like the last minute. And they had a Halloween costume party. You get like a prize or some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I ain't got no costume. So we went to Revco. Revco.
Now known as CVS.
Yep. This is what we got. We got an eye patch. The pirate, the little pirate patch.
Wait, was it a medical eye patch?
No. Yeah. It was a pirate. It was the eye patch, the bandana, the earring. And then I already had a sword for some reason. I don't know why, but I had a sword, a pirate sword. So we get home, and she's like, well, how are we going to make you a pirate? So she looks through her clothes, and she found this blouse, like Prince
was. Yo.
So she put the white blouse on me. We drew the mustache and the beard, put the earring in, eye patch, bandana, sword. Some like a pair of her black jogging pants. I had all her clothes on. And I won the contest.
That's funny.
But the blouse was so Victorian looking on me. I really looked like a pirate, but it was a woman's blouse. It had the ruffles on the collar coming down and all kind of shit. Like my little chest was out and all that. Like you can see my chest meat.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. And some Jordan. Some red and black Jordans. Hey, and I won the contest. I was a $3 pirate.
One more story before we get off, because you know, like I said, you know, I could do this all day, but you know, one more story. So I remember 1 year. I want to say me and Danielle were in second grade. Red was in first, right? Or no, me and you were in third grade,
okay.
And Red was in second. Right? So I remember 1 year, me and Mark, we sitting there in Walmart, okay. We saw these Ninja Turtle costumes, and we're like, yo, mom, we want that. My mom's like, okay. So we're like, cool. We're about to be Ninja Turtles for Halloween. Right?
You talking about the good Ninja Turtle costumes that had the turtle, the shell on the back?
So like, we're like, we're about to be Ninja Turtles for, you know, Halloween. So the day comes, and you know, still no costumes, right? So I don't want to be an ass. You're like, yo, mom, where's the costume at? So I subtly asked. I said, hey, so are we going trick-or-treating? My mom said, no. We're going to pass out candy at Miss Tavia's house. And we're like, what? Like, my mom said, and I'll never forget this. My mom said, if you want to dress up, you grab one of your dad's Navy hats and you grab one of his jackets. You can walk your ass to that house.
Wow.
Yo. Oh, man. I remember that shit.
And I was like, you know what? I don't even want to dress up. Let me tell you how Miss Tavia looked, first of all. Miss Tavia was a black lady who wore black Whoopi Goldberg lipstick.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
She had the first Atari, and we thought that shit was banging. We used to play the fuck out of Pong.
She was very eccentric.
and
she, for her time. For her time, I remember that shit.
And she was a chain.
Yes.
Yes.
And she had a daughter named Yoli.
Yep.
Imagine how pissed off we were passing out candy to other kids, and one of the kids were dressed as a Ninja Turtle that me and Mark wanted, and me and Mark cut our eyes so fast when we just handed the candy, and we weren't passing out regular candy, we were passing out the cheap shit, the Dots, the Juji.
In all honesty, that is the first time I ever remember tasting a Mary Jane. And I was like, yo, this shit is fucked. Because he had Mary Jane.
Yeah.
And I remember it because I was like, hey, what's this candy with this little girl on the wrapper? And it was like the grossest shit ever.
She had nothing but the cheap shit.
What's the other cheap candy like Mary that? Biddle
yeah,
honey.
Biddle honey, yeah.
She had Mary Jane. She had Dots. Biddle she had honey. Juicy fruit. Like,
yeah, she had the cheap ever. Shit, yo. I remember that shit.
Needless to say, one of the worst Halloweens I've ever experienced.
I remember Miss Tavia.
Shout out to Miss Tavia.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if Mom remembers her even.
But ladies and gentlemen, girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Too Good Tony. I want to thank our special correspondents, Miss Nita and Red. Closing statements are on y'all.
Well, Halloween has grown to be one of my favorite holidays, more so for the movies, more than anything else.
You said more so for the
what? And while y'all
for the movies? Huh? Oh, we didn't
for
even the
movies.
Talk about the movies.
Yeah, Halloween movies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I watched The Witches this weekend, both of them. So, but yeah, Halloween also to me just kicks off the holiday season because it is truly the end of the year. So
yeah, when
that's
you start spending the most
Halloween
money too.
It's like my marker. Right. When I'm like, well, we'll be broke for the rest of the year. So here it is. So, but yeah, those are my closing statements. Glad to be back. Red? Thanks for having me back.
First off, you know, it's always fun when we all get together. So I love this. And also, like, thank you for having me on and we can go through these memories. I mean, the older you get, like sometimes the holiday, like, if you don't, like, hold on to, like, some of the good memories of like, your past or try to go out there and enjoy yourself, then, like, the holidays are just going to run together. You're not going to, like, have that same holiday spirit that you might have had in the past, you know? So thank y'all for having me on and kind of reliving some of this and, you know, kind of bringing back the excitement around some of the holidays.
Right, you typically
don't get a lot of that, especially if you work or anything like that. So another shout out I want to say, and I want to give another shout out to my homeboy Rob. So if you want to see me in my finest during Halloween, he actually shot a video where I was interviewing people downtown about their costumes and stuff, and it's probably some of the best. It's probably some of the one of the best videos that really just you can see me at my best during Halloween.
One of the best unseen videos ever.
Yes. Yeah, I gotta ask him where it's at, to be honest with you.
Yeah, tell Rob to post it.
But other than that, yo, I love the holidays, love fall. Like I said, I love everything around like Halloween, the movies, the candy, the spirit, just the whole fall thing, and leading into Christmas and Thanksgiving. This is definitely my favorite time of the year. So just like I said, just hold on to that spirit and try just every year make it different, make it fun.
Two Gun, you're up.
Is Halloween even? No, is Halloween a thing this year?
It is here. It is.
Like Corona. Is 2020 just canceled altogether? Are we not, you know.
They are doing trick-or-treating here. I'll tell you that.
I'm going to.
All right. Yes. Everybody be safe. You know, watch out for the corona. Make sure you don't eat none of the old people candy because it got LSD on it. You know, just be safe. That's about it.
Okay, closing statements are on me. So, first things first, I thank y'all again for another great show. Anytime that family is on the show, because I consider all of us family. Anytime family's on the show, it's a great thing. And like Red said, it's good to rehash some memories, especially like us sneaking through the window and shit. Like no, that was a rush, man. And just recapping some of the worst candy, some of the worst Halloween stories, and some of the best, you know, memories. And just talking about the fair in general, because the fair is canceled here. You know, just anytime, like Red said, you get a chance to relive your past and just tell some stories and just laugh about some of the stupid shit that we've done. That's a great thing. Anytime that, you know, you get a chance to just sit with family and talk about random things, that's always a good moment. And listeners, I consider y'all to be family. That's why we share these stories with y'all. So at the end of the day, not only do I thank my guests, I thank you guys for listening, because y'all could have spent an hour and a half anywhere else. Other than that, I think I'm done.
Yep.
Before we go, everybody, what's your favorite Halloween movie? Give people something to do.
Ooh, I'll go.
The Witches.
The Witches.
What's The Witches?
Yeah, not, I watched both versions. I watched the new one with Anne Hathaway. And I watched the older one. The older one that was made in 1990. So still my favorite.
He's gone. He's fuck y'all. All right,
so my favorite Halloween movie would have to be. Let me think about this real fast. Tugan, I'm gonna skip it over to you while I think.
Favorite Halloween movie? I want to say. It used to. It was when I was younger. It was called The Monster Squad. Right. I don't know if y'all ever saw that. It was like kids. And monsters came through and the kids saved the town. Okay. It was that type of movie.
I actually
one of those movies like when you're a kid you wish you were in that movie type of thing.
I actually got one now. Mine should be Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus movie. Okay. Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker.
That movie
is dope. Bette Midler.
Says. Even to this day that movie's still dope.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, we watch it every day too.
You can change it.
Oh, can you change mine real quick?
Oh,
Adam's Family.
I don't consider Adam's Family Halloween movies though.
You can consider that a Halloween movie.
To me, they are. They put me at Halloween time, so they're Halloween movies.
I mean, what's it called? The first one was more so of a Halloween movie than the second one. Yeah, because the second one was focused on Uncle Fester's love life.
Then the second one, getting married. Yeah, and they were, and it was summer camp, and they did a turkey day at a summer camp, which I never understood. Still question that, but
what was it? Yeah, was it something about turkey, or was it something else?
No, it was like the whole legit like Thanksgiving. They were at a summer camp and they did a play about Thanksgiving, like with the pilgrims and Indians.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it was a little. Yeah. I always question it.
No. Shut up, man.
Brother, man.
All right, y'all. I'm going to say good night. And thank you.
Peace.